Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horek and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys, a MarTech agency based out of the Netherlands. Welcome to this new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. Today, I have with me David Wax, and David is the CEO, entrepreneur, but also the founder of Handwritten. So I'm looking forward for this interview, David. So welcome. And could you give a little background about yourself to our listeners?
Thank you so much, Elias. I'm really honored to be here. So I'm currently the founder and CEO of Handwritten. We've been doing this for 6 years now, and I can kind of talk about that business in a bit. But you know, to your point, it might be helpful to kind of walk you through my background. I've been in the messaging space since 2004, so about 16, almost 17 years now, and started off with texting. Started a company called Sell It, and what we did was initially we provided text message services for realtors. When you'd go buy a house, this was before the days of the iPhone. You'd want information on a house, and the flyer box would be empty or whatever. So you would pull out your phone and you'd text a short code to a number and then get information on the house. You get pictures of the house, more information available via email. And then we grew out of that to do much more than just real estate. We started doing interactive marketing campaigns for major brands like Toys R Us, Office Max, Sam's Club, Chicago Tribune Papers, Marie Claire Magazine, and Abercrombie & Fitch. In the end, we were doing well over a million text messages a day for these major brands. I want to go on record, all these text messages were opted in. So it wasn't the case that people would just get spammed with text messages. Everything was, requested. Mm-hmm. And from that experience, you know, when I sold that, I ended up selling that company in 2012 to a marketing firm that then itself got bought by a private equity firm. The marketing firm was called ePrize, now it's called Hello World. Mm-hmm. And what I learned from that experience, and I saw the growth in the changes in the messaging, mobile messaging space back then was, you know, everybody was getting 200 plus emails a day. Everybody's getting dozens of text messages a day, junk mail, you know, left and right. And now more recently, Slack messages, Twitter, Facebook messages, all these different electronic forms of communication or automated emails that are highly, highly personalized from like PersistIQ or Prospect.io, you know, where you can't tell that it's written automatically. You think your salesperson wrote it to you, you know. Mm-hmm. But all these different communications are just becoming noise, you know. And so, you know, printed mail is just that. It's junk mail. But what I realized was when I received a handwritten note, or my salespeople at my last company received a handwritten note, not only did they read it, but they kept it. And they put it on display on their desk, or they brought it home and put it on display on their refrigerator or on their mantle, whatever. But those handwritten notes had a different value than a text you'd get, or certainly an email, et cetera. So when I sell it, I started sending handwritten notes to all my best clients and my employees, thanking them for, you know, being part of that company for all those years. And quickly, my hand started cramping up, or I ran out of paper, or I didn't have the postage. And I thought there has to be a better way. And so pretty much the day after I transitioned out of Sell It, I started Handwritten. And what Handwritten is, and it's spelled Handwryten, so it's handwritten with a Y. What Handwritten is it's a platform for sending handwritten notes, making sending handwritten notes as easy as sending emails. And the way we do that is a combination of software and hardware. So the software helps us get your orders from you. So whether you're visiting our website, uploading a spreadsheet on our website, or doing them individually on our website, or using our iPhone app, Android app, or our API for Salesforce.com, we plug directly into Salesforce. Zapier, which is an incredible tool, and I'm happy to talk about Zapier. It's if I didn't work for Handwritten, I wish I'd work for Zapier. Mm-hmm. There's all these HubSpot. We're coming out with a Shopify integration soon. IntegroMAT, all these different tools that allow us to take your notes or your messages from whatever platform you want, and then write it out in a handwritten note. And the way we write it out is we've designed and developed our own handwriting robots. They're built here in our facility in Phoenix. Currently, we have about 115 robots. Each robot holds a real pen, and then it writes out your note in the handwriting style of your choice, and then we stick it in a very high-quality envelope and mail it for you. So, you know, in a given month, we could do upwards of 300,000 pieces between the handwritten note and the envelope. Actually, over Christmas, we did about 350,000. So this technology allows us to truly scale and send your handwritten notes in ways that you couldn't do it before, you know, to all your clients or all your prospects in a fully automated way.
And is this, do you do this for B2B or B2C? What is a typical customer that is using this from you?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. It's really all over the map. I mean, we are trying desperately now to verticalize and really focus on a few key verticals. But we have a lot of individual mortgage brokers and realtors using us, several e-tail and retailers. So brands that sell online with Shopify or their own e-commerce platform, they integrate directly through, well, I guess not directly, but they integrate through Zapier. And then every time an order goes out, a handwritten note can go out, or when a new customer registers, a handwritten note can go out, or after a certain threshold is hit, you know, they've spent $500 with you, a handwritten note can go out. So we do that. We also have some very high-end retailers using us, you know, luxury goods companies that send very expensive handbags and backpacks, wallets, that type of thing, high-end pens, ironically. So they're using us. We have automotive dealers, which is a vertical we're really focusing on right now and providing packages directly to auto dealers. So after you buy a car, sending a handwritten note, when it's, you know, on your birthday, anniversary of your car purchase, time for a service reminder, all those touch points, staying in contact with handwritten notes. That's a very big vertical for us right now.
Cool.
And then sales organizations, anybody that sells products or services, we have, you know, one of our largest clients actually installs solar panels, and they just, every time they have a meeting with a customer, we automatically send a handwritten note follow-up.
Wow. That's really cool. And it's, the idea is so simple that, you know, that makes me even love that idea more. You know, it's like, especially with the, let's say the way you came up with it after selling your own company, writing some handwritten stuff, and you know, basically finding out that it can exhaust you, and that can be automated as well. You've given some examples here and different companies that are using it. Would you say to marketers that are listening that there is a specific, let's say, funnel state in which you would apply this method of approaching prospects or customers? Is it when we're talking like a funnel, bottom of funnel, middle of funnel, top of funnel, or maybe from an AIDA point of view, let's say the attention, interest, desire, action, is there a specific funnel, a funnel stage in which you would recommend start using handwritten notes?
Yeah, I would say it's closer to the bottom of the funnel and then actually after the funnel. So, you know, the top of the funnel, yes, you can use handwritten notes to boil the ocean and try to drum up business. However, that's going to be quite expensive, as these notes, you know, they're never going to be as cheap as a junk mail piece, simply because we have to print on something before we write on it. So, even if we write on the most flimsy piece of paper, it's still going to be more expensive than a junk mail piece. So for boiling, as I say, boiling the ocean or top of funnel pieces, it's going to be a more expensive strategy. However, depending on what you're selling, maybe that makes sense. We worked with a jewelry store chain when they opened up a new location to do exactly that, to target everybody within a 5-mile radius that met certain income thresholds and send them a handwritten note. On your EIDA, I love that, by the way. I have not heard that. I would say it's really closer to the middle. Like if they have interest, mm-hmm. but haven't acted upon it, to send a handwritten note. If, you know, on an inbound funnel, if you're doing inbound marketing and then capturing leads on your website, you could certainly do it upon lead capture, because there is going to be a slight delay. Obviously, you know, it takes a day to write out the handwritten note and then to get in the mail, and then it takes 4 or 5 days to get to the client. So you're looking at about a week after they do that initial inbound lead for them to get impacted by that handwritten note. So that might be a nice follow-up stage. But then quite frankly, a lot of it is just after the funnel, after the purchase is made. You know, one of the most expensive things in business is attracting new clients. But so why not just cultivate the clients you already have and keep them engaged, mm-hmm. As that could be a much more cost-effective approach to generating the next sale. And that's what we do a lot of. It's really, especially in these times when people feel so lonely, you know, thanks to COVID, they're home alone, they're working alone, they're, you know, working remotely, to send a handwritten note to them, letting them know, you know, we appreciate you, we appreciate your business, we're just thinking about you, means a tremendous amount. And it's something that, at least in the United States, has been lost, mm-hmm. that human touch has really gotten lost and kind of devalued. And I think it's a tremendous mistake to do that. Just to give you one quick story, we work in the States with a small company, you know, definitely on the smaller end of our clients. It's a piano tuner. And so he's in your house once a year tuning pianos. Mm-hmm. And then there's no need for him to come back for a year. But he has it automated where after he's in your home, an automated handwritten note goes to you. And then when he goes back into your home a year later, he very frequently sees those handwritten notes still sitting on the piano.
Absolutely.
You know, was the last time that you printed out an email and stuck it to something or took a screenshot of a text message? And you know, never, right? Like, but to hold on to that note from your piano tuner for a year, mm-hmm. I mean, clearly you're going to use that piano tuner next year to tune your piano. You know, it's that constant reinforcement of brand and keeping yourself top of mind. It's hard to match.
It is, you know, especially in these times, as you refer to the COVID times, pandemic times, where basically in B2C shops have to close. You know, in the US. I don't know about all the states, but in a lot of states, stuff is open again. Here in Europe, everything is closed now because of the British COVID. I think there is a new string coming, yes. whatsoever, you know. So everything is closed. So together, you know, in B2C, where shops are closing, in B2B, where you can't visit a customer or prospect anymore, we're all looking for new ways to interact with that customer. And, you know, everybody goes to digital. So we all jump on, you know, say email, Zoom, team meetings, etc. This could be a very nice new way of catching attention from an existing customer, as you say. And of course, it's cheaper to invest in existing customers than to say finding new ones. It's probably 5 or 6 times more expensive to find new ones. We are all looking for new ways to reach them. In B2B, we see a lot going on with video. So in prospecting, for example, you already mentioned Prospect.io, et cetera, those and outreach, all these automated, email flows that go out to prospects. Those are usually now combined or often combined now with, for example, Vidyard videos, where people have their own message for the prospect.
Right.
I could see Handwritten also work in that process, where you reach out to an existing or customer for a new product, or a new prospect for a new product, where you would reach out instead of a video, especially in high, high worth selling procedures, you know, where you're talking about, expensive B2B goods. There's not like a mass email campaign going out. You prospect, you probably have about 10 prospects a day that you want to, approach. And I could see it work as well. So my question there would be, what are your experiences and figures you can share on the results of this?
Yeah. So as far as, and these are more stats just relating to any handwritten note, not one generated by our company, but handwritten notes have about a 300% higher open rate than printed envelopes. So just the envelope, if you handwrite it, it'll get open three times more frequently. The response rate for offers, if you include a call to action, can be anywhere from five times greater to 21 times greater. Just to back this up, you know, this is all, for individual experiences, but we have a client, they do bespoke suits. So they will make you a suit to your tailored sizing, and then ship it to you straight from China. This company will send out a handwritten note around the holidays with an offer in it, and they see those offers get redeemed five times more frequently than printed offers or emailed offers. So, you know, that's one. We have an automotive dealer that typically sends follow-ups to its customers with printed mail, and then they switched to handwritten notes. And what they saw was a 23 times greater response rate, 23 to handwritten notes versus printed. Now, handwritten notes are way more expensive than printed notes, but when you adjust for printing costs or you know, production costs, it's still a seven times greater ROI than print. So still tremendous, you know, value there. We have another client, and this is kind of an interesting anecdote as well. They are a snack box for offices. So, you know, we actually use them here at Handwritten. If you want to provide free snacks to your team, you subscribe to this service every month, every 2 weeks, you get a nice box of snacks with healthy snacks in it. And if they screw up your box of snacks, maybe they send it to you late or they include the wrong products, they're going to send a handwritten note apology with more swag in it, you know, with more snacks and gifts and goodies and that type of thing. Now, clearly, the extra gifts and goodies have a big part to this. But what they find is those that have a screwed up experience, a mess up, that are then rewarded and apologized to, actually have a higher lifetime value than those that never had the bad experience to begin with. So then the next logical step is, let's raise everybody's lifetime value by screwing up intentionally with everybody and following up with a handwritten note. So they started doing just that. Those are kind of the main examples that I can think of. We have other clients that are going for the more secondary effects of viral nature of handwritten notes. So let me explain what I mean. We work with the largest morning YouTube show. It's a daily show every morning on YouTube, and they have a fan club. And when you sign up to this fan club, you receive a handwritten note from the stars of the YouTube show. And those handwritten notes then get posted on Instagram and Twitter, and, you know, it generates additional reach for the YouTube show. So that's been quite good for them as well. But you really touched on it when you said, you know, people are turning to electronic communication. And they're doing that, quite frankly, because it's easy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very easy to send another email. It's very easy or relatively easy to do a video. But people think it's hard to do handwritten notes. And the recipients think it's hard to do handwritten notes too. So because of that, they notice it. Everybody knows how easy it is to send an email. So they just don't, it's not valued because it's like, oh, well, geez, this person sent me yet another email. You know, that's not that value. But when somebody says, geez, you know, this person took the time to sit down and write me, little old me, a handwritten note, it really makes an impact.
Wow. Yeah. And I can fully see that, you know, and that leads me to the following question. You already hinted on it earlier. You know, it's as easy as sending emails, and it's integrated with a lot of stuff. So listeners that we have usually a MarTech stack that has like 20 to 30 different tools in it.
Yep.
This could be an extra one. So just take us and the listener with you there. You know, if I'm a Salesforce user or a HubSpot user, how easy is it to send a customer or someone from customer service or maybe a prospect a handwritten, let's say, note? And how does it exactly work?
Yeah, so we have a whole suite of tools. So for Salesforce and HubSpot, we actually have specific plugins. For Salesforce, you can download us straight from the AppExchange. And when you install it, it will prompt you to add buttons to your Salesforce layouts that appear on the contacts, opportunities, accounts, and potentially leads pages. Mm-hmm. So right within a contact, there'll be a button that says send handwritten note. It then keeps you within the Salesforce environment, but provides you with the options, you know, choose this card or that card, enter the content of the note, or, you know, include it from a template, you know, so you could just create a template once and then use that. Mm-hmm. And what's nice about doing it through Salesforce instead of doing it directly within the handwritten platform is that we then record those activities back to the activity feed of Salesforce. We have a similar yet not as robust offering for HubSpot CRM or HubSpot sales solution.
Mm-hmm. The Sales Hub.
The CRM system for sales for HubSpot. It does the same thing. It records it to the activity tab. However, it's just HubSpot doesn't provide as robust a API for us to integrate with. So we did what we could. There is the ability, if you're more interested in kind of the inbound marketing side of HubSpot, there either we'd integrate directly using API calls and we could provide you those API calls and you just add them as a trigger, or you could go through Zapier. That's quite easy. Zapier, I mean, for any of your listeners, hopefully they're familiar. I mean, when you go to handwritten.com and you request samples on the, you can request a free sample kit. We then put you into a Zapier flow that includes email and handwritten notes and prompts for our sales team to call you, et cetera. So doing this in Zapier is quite simple. We now also offer FTP uploads. So if you can do a daily, and it sounds kind of old school, but for some clients, it's just easier doing it this way. If you can just dump a daily feed to an FTP site of who the notes go to, we can template it out, do dynamic insertion. So perhaps the notes are all signed off by the salesperson involved, et cetera. And then we can send those notes out for you in a totally hands-free way as well. So, you know, there's a complete portfolio of integration tools, and I'd be happy to talk to any listener about that.
David, you know, before this interview, I already was very enthusiastic about, you know, learning more, but during the interview, I've even become more enthusiastic about this. You know, I really love it. You know, it's something that really distinguishes yourself from other, you know, competitors that are just sending emails. It's more costly than sending emails, but you know, you've already indicated the ROI is way bigger. You can use it all way throughout the sales cycle and also for customer retention and service purposes. You know, I love the idea. So is there something as a let's say, last question though, or maybe a thing you would like to share with our listeners before we conclude this interview.
Yeah. Elias, again, thank you for having me on your show. If you go to handwritten.com, I highly recommend requesting a sample kit. Yes, you will be contacted by my sales team, but you will also get a great folder full of samples. So you can see all the different handwriting styles and how real it really looks. You can do that. You can also sign up at handwritten.com. Use discount code podcast. It's PODCAST in all uppercase. Mm-hmm. And that will give you $5 in credit to then send a note to your friend or to yourself and see, you know, how your creation would look.
Nice.
So yeah, you know, please feel free to do that. And then just reach out to us here, contact at handwritten, or I'm David at handwritten. And again, it's handwritten with a Y, HANDWRYTTEN.com.
I will put that in the show notes, of course. So as will I, you know, people will remember that code, you know, podcast for a $5 discount or a credit on your handwritten account. But, you know, handwritten.com, we'll put it in the show notes, as will we at your email address and your LinkedIn profile, David. You know, you've made me very enthusiastic. So, and thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you so much again for having me. This has been a true pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or iTunes. Also, if you want to be a guest or know someone that should be a guest to our show, shoot me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you for listening.